Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. And welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes, 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, Guy, Dana, and Bart from the Drunk on Disney podcast guest host the show as they discuss where in the Magic Kingdom is Halloween celebrated all year round. Also, what Disney character they would kill so they could become a ghost. As you can already imagine, this conversation gets really dark really fast.
Hello, boils and ghouls. It's me, Dana Snyder, the voice of Master Shake from Aqua Scream Hunger Force. And Granny from Squid Movie, wishing you happy Halloween.
It's time for some drunk on Disney Halloween memories here on Creepy Kingdom. I'm Suzanne. I'm dressed as Zombie Lillian Bounce Disney, like I do every year. Here's the drunk on Disney hosts, Guy Hutchinson, Bart Scott, and Dennis Snyder.
Happy Halloween, gentlemen.
Ah, yes.
How is, are the parks all decked out with their Halloween fare? And I know they are.
Well, I mean, the Magic Kingdom for sure. Epcot doesn't do anything, but Magic Kingdom is completely in its Halloween costume.
I'm surprised Epcot doesn't do like different countries and how they celebrate, Halloween. Although they're probably like, well, in Norway they always hang a bum for Halloween.
Yeah, right. So I mean, what else?
Like, we really shouldn't.
You'd have like Mexican Day of the Dead.
That's right.
Like, do they even do? I think in Japan they just put decorations up at Disneyland, at Tokyo Disneyland.
That's right. That's what they should celebrate.
They don't really know. I don't think they even have Halloween, do they? Canada, yeah, they have Halloween. Maybe, I don't know.
Now, I got a piece of trivia for you. What Disney attraction at the Magic Kingdom has Halloween every day of the year?
Oh, that's right.
What? Disney attraction.
Yes. In this attraction, they celebrate Halloween every day of the year, and it's not the Haunted Mansion, and it's in the Magic Kingdom.
They celebrate Halloween every day of the year, and it's not the Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
Celebrate Halloween. Oh, I know what it is.
Is it carousel?
It is. It is indeed.
Well, it's another Halloween here in the fabulous 40s. Everything is better than ever now.
Hey, Dad, what do you think of my jack-o'-lantern?
Oh, boy, that's scary.
That's because I'm using my beautiful sister Patty's picture for a model.
Down, Rover.
Good thinking.
The Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, because he's a wolf, right? He's dressed. The kid's dressed as a wolf. And,
he's using his beautiful sister Patty's.
That's right.
The other thing I like about the section with Halloween, you know, they do a different holiday in each section. And the thing I like about the Halloween section,
right? It's like summer, fall.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, they do Valentine's Day, they do 4th of July, I believe, and then they end with Christmas. The Halloween one, the daughter has that vibrating, you know, belt, the old exercise machine.
My daughter Patty is using that old exercise machine she rescued from the attic. It was all the rage in the 20s. Grandma, of course, had to have one. Didn't work then, doesn't work now. Consistent, at least. Makes a lot of noise and blows fuses.
As I was saying, Matt, I think college is really swell. You should give it a try.
Poor Howard. I wonder what they said about me when I was dating Sarah.
And I told her, what do you...
Oh, poor Harold. I wonder what they said about me.
She pulled that contraption out of the attic.
I've got a question for you guys. If you could add any classic Disney character to the Haunted Mansion, who would it be? But the catch is, you have to kill them yourself. So how would you kill them, and who would they be? So you have to add somebody.
Define classic Disney character.
This is anybody that's in the Disney, you know, like the classic 44 films or whatever that goes through.
Animated features.
Yeah, so we're not counting anything Pixar, and we're not counting like a sing-along video. So the bird from the sing-along video doesn't get in.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Barnaby Owl.
Well, I was thinking Pete.
Pete's dragon?
No, Pete. Black Pete. Bad Pete.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Pete. Oh, yeah.
And I feel like he'd be appropriate, too. But as for how to kill him?
Yeah, how are you going to kill him? See, that's the important part.
In the back of the skull.
I don't even care if it's classic Disney. You can tell me your neighbor you want to put in there. I just want to know the way that you would choose to kill someone, Bart.
What I like right now is Bart is outside at the All-Star Resort, and all you hear from his side of the conversation is, how would I kill him? An axe in the back of the skull. And then more silence listening to the other side. Yeah, yeah. No, I'll do the cleanup. No, I think a ghost would add a lot to that house. It's like, what?
Dana, who would you kill?
Well, I suppose being somewhat of a coward, I'm thinking about who would be the easiest to kill. But I might go, but then they're all would be relatively easy if you're smart about it. You know, poison is easy enough. Maybe like a, dead version of Pluto.
Oh, I like this.
Like howling with the, you know, or...
Maybe next to the graveyard keeper. Yeah, right next to his dog.
Or like snarling at the other dog.
Yeah, so like on the other side.
See, but the caretaker can't see it.
Oh, I love it. I think this is great. So you just poison Pluto?
Either that or like, how about just like, imagine like walking up through the attic and there's like a creepy... dead version of Pinocchio on strings with Geppetto with his throat slit. It's like gurgling,
good.
Like trying to, like, it's like, all I wanted was a real boy. Lunging at the cars.
It is fantastic. I love it.
What's yours there?
Well, you know, the funny thing was I had thought Pinocchio. I was thinking Pinocchio, just something about the puppet, you know, coming after the puppet master with the axe. You know, loved the, you know, or you know, pulling veins out of his arms like strings and being like, you're the puppet now. Yeah,
that'd be great. Like, it's Geppetto, but it's not Pinocchio. It's just a real little boy with like his veins pulled out and stretched and like with his own intestines, but Geppetto's like still made a marionette out of him.
Just like in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, kids. Goodbye, Bart. Goodbye, Dana.
Goodbye, fellas.
I should have done my classic Dracula.
Oh, do it.
It's never too late. Disney. Hello, boils and ghouls. Try not to be too frightened. When I bring you my Schwartz of 99 bananas. That was a bat flying away. Turned into a bat, clutching a full large bottle of 99 bananas, and then flew into the night. That's right.
Happy Halloween, kids.
Remember the spooky, cannibalistic tiki room.
Check your candy for razor blades.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find any, start shaving.
I think we've done good work here tonight, people.
We've made the world a better place, that's for sure.
Yes, we have.
Hello, I know what you're thinking. Hey, it's a zombie Lillian, Bounce Disney. No, you idiot. It's still me, Suzanne. Here to tell you about Halloweens of years past in Disney history. In 1909, Thelma Boardman was born. She was the second voice of Minnie Mouse. In 1995, Magic Kingdom had Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween. It was a one-night event. That scared the hell out of the accountants. They do 212 parties now. John Candy was born on Halloween in 1950. He played Wilbur in Rescuers Down Under. He was so hot. Sexy John Candy. I'd rescue him. Down Under. If you know what I mean. Now go and trick or treat and smell my feet. My sweet smelling feet. Bye, losers. Bye, creepy losers. For Creepy Kingdom and Drunk on Disney, I'm Zombie Lillian Bounce Disney. Boo.
The Entertainment Division of Disneyland and Walt Disney World would like to thank you for joining us in our review of Disney Entertainment.
Hurry back. Hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate.